Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Claire Lockhart is an artist from South Dakota. Her work explores the conflicting role of feminine expectations in society. You can see her exhibition, A is for Apron, now through February 2nd. It's at the Ritz Gallery in Grove Hall at South Dakota State University. And you can meet the artist at a reception this Wednesday from 5:30 to 7 p.m. But first, you can meet her right now on In the Moment. Claire Lockhart, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. I truly appreciate you sharing your time with me.
I am truly appreciating your art as I look at different examples of it online, and I'm wondering what exactly will be featured in A is for Apron.
11 out of the 12 paintings I have in my Feminine Attempt series are on display at the Ritz Gallery right now. And so if anyone comes to visit, they'll be able to see the bulk of my work in this series.
All right, so let's tell people a little about those paintings. And first, let's start with the scale of them, the sheer size of them.
Yes, they're all painted life size. And so my largest canvas is actually 7 feet tall because the model I have for it with her shoes is over 6 feet tall. And I created all the paintings life size to help remind the viewers that these are actual real women, and it puts them more into an immersive environment.
And give me an idea of what sort of themes you're really exploring in this series.
Well, the easiest way for me to explain what they look like verbally is picture Betty Crocker and then picture Betty Page and mix the two together. Because I'm interested in exploring these unnatural expectations of femininity, which often conflict. And so I'm pairing this modest, chaste kind of housewife look with something that's a little bit more sultry. And by putting them together, it kind of highlights how ridiculous these notions are of what women are supposed to be.
And a lot of it has to do with those shoes.
Yes, those shoes are awful. And actually, in two of my self-portraits, I even made the boots that I'm wearing in them just to highlight that ridiculousness of these provocative boots and shoes that I'm depicting.
Right. These sort of impossible to wear, and yet the expectation is you should be able to do anything in them.
Oh, absolutely. And then when I do artist talks and visit receptions, the first thing people look at are what shoes I'm wearing. And I'm usually wearing something very comfortable.
Right. What else do people want to know about your artwork? Do they dig into, the facial expressions and the way women are sort of, they don't necessarily sit back and have an angelic look on their face or a June Cleaver, sort of vapid smile.
No, and that sort of came out really naturally. On the very first self-portrait I did, I wasn't trying to look grouchy and displeased, but just the act of wearing the shoes and being in my kitchen and clomping around, just my expression started to droop. And when I photograph other models as well, because I use photographic references for these paintings, I don't tell them to look angry or upset. That just happens because their feet hurt and they're tired. And many times they're picking something that they don't enjoy doing, like with their household work, that they are responsible for.
Right. Why the apron? Because when you see A's for Apron, aprons have made sort of a resurgent in popularity. Your grandmother wore them and they were always spotless. And now people are sewing them and making them and buying them again. Why bring aprons into the fold?
Well, I started off with my very first one, which was a self-portrait. And I was trying to pull together all of these external signifiers of being a woman. And so I put an apron on because that seemed very housewifey to me at the time. And I actually had to make my apron because I didn't have one on hand. And on all of the paintings except for two, I actually made the aprons as well. And part of this goes back to old philosophy where artists are ranked, but they're below craftsmen because they don't actually make a physical thing. They're just making an image of it. And I like that I made the thing, and plus I made the image of it, so it kind of raises my status up a little bit. And so when I first started this project, like I said, I had to make my own apron. I didn't even have one. And then it just went into the stubbornness of, oh, yeah, I also made the apron that's in the painting.
Right. So I went and opened the drawer in my house where I store my grandmother's linens, and I looked at her aprons after kind of looking at some of your art. And one of the things I noticed was that all of the aprons were spotless.
Yes.
And I thought, this is the thing that you wore to keep your dress spotless, and the apron itself is spotless. And she was doing some pretty, you know, the dirty work of everything from house cleaning to cooking in those aprons. What's up with that?
I honestly don't know. And another project I've been working on, too, is I make aprons and I'll silk screen different imagery on it, like Dinosaur Housewives or Betty Page. And I tell people when they buy it, they need to wear it and get it messy. But everyone's so afraid because it's artwork and they try to keep it neat and pristine. And it's probably going back to our grandmothers, too.
Right. Yeah. And that's a lot of what you're saying, too, is the expectation is that you wouldn't appear in a soiled apron no matter what you had been doing.
Oh, yes. It's ridiculous.
Fascinating stuff. So my guest is Claire Lockhart. You can find her at clairelockhart.com. And Claire is K-L-A-I-R-E, Lockhart.com. We'll put a link up after the show. Claire, during the reception, you know, what sort of, you know, map that out. If people come to this reception, is there an artist talk? How will that work?
Yes, I'll be doing an artist talk, and I usually will share some of the most important things that I want to highlight, but I also love opening up the floor so people can not only ask me questions, but share their personal stories as well. An artist talk I did last year, someone was telling me about their daughter moving out on her own for the first time and her struggles with the housework, because I have a painting where a woman is cleaning the dryer lint out of her dryer, and they told me that their daughter lived in her apartment for about a year before she realized she was supposed to clean out the dryer lint. And so I love having people relate to my artwork and share their own experiences, or those people in their family too, because I want my art to be relatable.
And you chose subjects that did that as well, mothers and women, and then those shoes. Go see A is for Apron. It's up now through February 2nd at the Ritz Gallery at South Dakota State University. Claire Lockhart, thank you so much for being here with us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.